How long do you wait before it's, I mean, like, how long should Coug fans still be tweeting me about Texas being scared to play UH?
Okay, guys, move on. That page is turned. That press conference was, what, last week when they, or was it Monday? Whenever they came out and said that, I think it was Monday.
Yeah.
No, it was last week. Had to have been, right? I don't remember when it was, but you had 2 days. That's enough. Time to look forward.
I think it was Monday when they introduced Major.
Okay, that's when they said it?
Yeah.
All right, so then all day Monday and then yesterday. Today it's time to move on. It's time to turn the page.
And why does that even matter? The schedule's not going to be until like 2020 or 2024.
No,
or
whatever, no, it's been like 2025,
chances
I think.
Because Texas is full through 2024.
And this is the thing. If Tom Herman's still going to be there, that means Texas is going to be really good.
Exactly.
You do not want to play Texas when they're really good, especially if you're in a conference like the American.
Yeah, if Tom Herman is still there in 2025, that's the last thing UH fan wants, is to see that. Because if he makes it 9 years there, that means he's done pretty damn
all
well.
Right. I'll throw this out there. What are the odds he's still there in 2025?
40%.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
I mean, 9 years, that's a long time to make it. It's
and guys like that have a tendency, if he really hits it big and wins a national championship, that's also a guy I could see wanting a new challenge at some point.
Like Urban Meyer kind of did.
Yeah. Or NFL, maybe?
Maybe.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about a national championship and him still there in 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, looking back at the history of Texas football.
Darryl Royal.
Darryl Royal lasted 9 years. Mack Brown lasted 9 years. Fred Akers lasted 9 years.
That's kind of surprising.
Then you're going back to Dana Bible is the only other one that's lasted nine.
Dana X Bible.
Dana X Bible.
You got to put that X in there. Come on.
X going to give it to you. Fred Akers.
Yeah, you said Fred Akers.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, Fred Akers that lasted 10.
Who actually... He had some really good seasons there.
He only had one losing season.
Yeah.
And as soon as he had it, guess what?
Yep.
See ya.
Hey, I think they shipped him off to Purdue, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but didn't work out. But yeah, I mean, you go through it and you see a lot of, I mean, John McAvick lasted 6 years, which, boy, it felt like forever.
Yeah.
David McWilliams lasted 5. Charlie Strong just lasted 3. I mean, that's the last 4 coaches. Only one of those 4 has lasted 9 years. And that one coach had probably the best 10-year run in the history of the program. So
yeah, and you know, we'll see. It's nobody stays anywhere that long anymore. Even in these big jobs, because a lot of them burn out.
Yep,
we saw that with Urban at Florida. Dustin says at this point, when Coug tweets you about UH and UT, it's time to block them. And Dustin's a Coug, so
maybe so.
That's a fair point.
From at Coug fans, which I mean, that's I don't know if that's if they have anything their, to do with the
is that their I don't know if that's the forum side.
I don't either. And 5_Cougs. I mean, these are all they're. If you've got Cougs in your name, you're probably a little bit biased.
Yeah, I would say this to anybody for any team. Like if you're Cowboy Bob,
right,
or you know Genie the Texan, or Josh Coug, you're probably taking yourself a little too seriously.
And Coug fans is saying, as a player, for these high school players, he thinks that the players that go to UT would rather play against UH and say they beat their old high school peers than play games at Michigan or at Ohio State or at USC or at LSU. And that's just not true.
Yeah, you're just being silly now.
UH?
You're being silly.
For the kids that go to UH, playing against Texas is a big deal.
For any school in Texas, playing against Texas is a big deal. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, and just like playing at A&M is a big deal to schools like UH. But
Well, it's not just UH. You throw Baylor and TCU into the mix, agreed, even though they do it every year. That's a big deal to them.
But the kids that go to Texas and Texas A&M, the kids that they're trying to recruit, and specifically if they're recruiting these kids and the program is going well, those are kids that UH didn't really even have a chance to go after. More often, I mean, obviously there's the exceptions, and the one that's there right now, the All-American at Oliver, is a great exception to that rule. But most of these guys aren't peers necessarily. And that was always the case, was like, and when I worked in Austin, we talked to the guys at Baylor or Texas Tech or SMU. And what they would say is, This is the most meaningful game to us because we want to show them they messed up not recruiting us.
And there's a lot of kids like that, and that's obviously. And when UH is really good most years, it's not because they're getting those kind of kids. It's because they're getting kids that Texas didn't want that grew 3 inches and they were a little too small maybe to go to a school like that, never got offered, but were good enough to play and wound up turning into really good players. I mean, you can only recruit 25 kids, so you're not going to get everybody. And same thing with A&M. You're not going to get everybody. So there's 150 really good players in this state that are going to wind up at more than that most years. They're going to wind up at colleges, and some of them you're just going to be wrong about. And yeah, you have to coach them up too. I don't know why. I'm going to give some therapeutic advice to my Cougar friends. The most important thing in life is quit looking back. Okay, it's over, it's done. And I have to say, I've been very supportive of UH's administration and continue to be so. But I think it was a Bush League move to even mention that. That you made that offer.
It absolutely was.
That was extremely Bush League. It makes you look Bush League, and it riles up fans like this who, frankly, say, oh, well, look, but yeah, the administration said it, and we look up to what they say. Yeah, well, that was a Bush League move, and I don't know if it was Hunter Yurecek or who it was, but
I'll tell you what another Bush League move is, and this one came from Texas's end. And I guess it's not really Texas's fault, it's an attorney, but Bev Kearney's attorney. Says that the Major Applewhite affair was more serious than Texas admits. And for that to come out right after UH hires him, it just seems petty.
It is. It is. I love this. Spoken like a true UT snob. Once again, you guys, do your bleeping research before you start calling me that. You know what the hell you're talking about. Just look forward. You got a lot of great things to look forward to. You got a fun bowl game coming up. You got one of the best defensive linemen in all of college football is going to be back next year. You got a new coach. Looking ahead to next year's schedule, it's very manageable. This is a team that could be very, very good. Quit worrying about crap like that. It makes you look little. It makes you look like you're back in Conference USA again with the Western Kentuckys of the world. Be better than that. If you want to be big boy, act like a big boy. That's my advice.
Yeah, I could see why both sides would want to play. I could see U of H wanting to play just because of the Herman thing, and also that you're going to get money when you play Texas.
Just like you're going to sell out, just like you did when Oklahoma was here.
And the flip side is I could see Texas wanting to do it or having some kind of interest because, like we've talked about on the show, they've lost this market to the SEC.
They have,
but they can play Rice at NRG, get way more money for that game. Because they're going to say that there's way more seats there. What, like that stadium, and Grant, it's a really nice stadium, would be the smallest stadium Texas would play in year.
Yeah.
Well, there's no financial gain to be made. If they want to, they could easily say, okay, let's play we'll play Tulane. We'll play it at NRG. And guess what? That stadium will probably sell out. And they don't need to do a game at UH. And honestly, if UH had said, let's do a game where we'll go to Austin once and then we'll play once at NRG, maybe that opens up the conversation. Maybe. But they wanted to do a home and home. They wanted to have Texas come to their stadium, and Texas just isn't interested in that.
Good luck with that.
I think it's awesome that UH got Oklahoma to come here.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's kind of surprising that they did, but I think it's awesome. No, but
it also makes sense for Oklahoma for the same reasons. You want to keep a presence in this market, which is why I think in the long term, not adding UH to the Big 12 is going to be something that they're going to have to create more games like that, because the SEC is got more than a foothold here now. And I think that's – and you look at the TV ratings, you see it. You look at just some of the stuff that we get, there's a hell of a lot more interest in the SEC.
Yeah.
And, you know, if Texas gets good again, maybe that changes. I mean, that's kind of my thought, but I don't know. And I think it was good that Oklahoma players, good that Oklahoma State played here the year before. Of course, they played Mississippi State, so it didn't really help do anything to get the SEC out of here. But, yeah, I think you... If you're a Big 12 school, you want to get down here as much as possible. I think Tech, it's one of the reasons why Tech is doing a home and home with UH. It's a good opportunity to get back in this market and let kids see who you are. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
And then someone, this guy says, he says, I told him, you know, he said something about not wanting to play here. And I like, they don't want to play in those crappy, going to Michigan, getting your butt kicked is no fun. I was like, well, going to SMU and losing is no fun either. Losing period isn't fun, but no one's going to remember their, no one's going to tell their grandkids about the time they went to SMU or Memphis. Like, if you play a game at Michigan or Ohio State, that's something that's going to be with you forever. That's what kid, that's what those types of kids want. They want, that's where they want to play. And he said, you know, how about Navy, UTSA, and Texas State? Did I miss any? Try again. And then he said, you don't get sarcasm, do you? Because I responded sarcastically saying,
right.
Yeah, that's the dream. That's the kid's dream matchups right there. And then I called him a dummy, and he called me arrogant. That's Twitter. This is Twitter now.
It's just like the text. I get this guy 40-plus years of being around and rooting for everything Houston, all a cover story for the UT homer busted, Fred. Yeah, I'll tell you what, 281. I'll tell you what I did that you never did. I sat through every home game of that 0-11 season with season tickets when Dana Dimel was the head coach. You know what you were doing? Probably crawling out of your mother's womb. So yeah,
Fred's diehard.
Yeah, get the bleep out of here. Busted, Fred.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? You're busted for being a complete bleeping idiot. Congratulations.
That's the thing. It's like,
you guys with your Coug this in your name. Well, Coug fan hates me anyway, too, so I don't care. But with that in your name, then you might want to check yourself.
That's the thing. You don't have to be a homer or a hater on everything.
Exactly.
You could just be being honest. And like, God, the University of Texas tried to get me fired from a job. Like, I've got no reason to shill for them. That's just what I'm saying is just what reality is. You know, I don't have anything against UH. UH has never tried to get me fired. It is what it is. That's what the real thing is. And if you're Coug fan 104, what I mean, you don't understand that because everything's red to you.
Yeah.
Everything's orange. Oh, the whole world is in orange or maroon or red. It's not like that.
This is every fan, though. There's that segment of the fan base. There's that segment of the Longhorn fan base that's insufferable. The Aggie fan base,
every one of them has it.
You all have it, and it's all you care about is your team, and you don't look at things realistically.
Twitter's made it worse, though.
Twitter has made it worse. It started with forums. I think that when those forums became a big deal, where people could get on there and talk about, "Oh, the world's out to get us."
But the difference is, like in the forums, no one could. And people used to crap on me in those forums all the time from basically every university, Texas, A&M, Baylor, you name it, that I've been wanted in those things. But they couldn't tag me and like make it direct conversation with me. That's why Twitter's worse.
See, like something called Rolando, who tagged me and poor Fred Davis for some reason, says, y'all full of crap. He's got a UH helmet on there.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, of course we are. Of course we are. You know what? You know where you can read more UH stuff than you can anywhere else in the city is on my friggin' website. But yeah, you're right. I hate every one of you bastards. So, I love them.
So following up on the Texas, the Avocare kickoff, you know how they always have that big game and energy?
Yeah.
So it looks like next year it's going to be LSU, BYU. And then the following year it's Ole Miss, Texas Tech. So it kind of looks like it's SEC, Big 12 kind of flip. Every year. There's nothing for 2019 yet, but 2020 Baylor, Ole Miss.
Okay. I know Texas has, they've got something scheduled with LSU, but I think that's a home and home. I don't think it's at.
Yeah, I think it is a home and home.
I don't think it's at NRG. But, I mean, anytime Texas wants to come play a game here, I don't think that would be a problem for them.
No, it shouldn't be.
But they probably don't want to come play a game at TDECU Field or whatever it is. It's just, there's no benefit to it. There's no draw.